Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. How is your 2017? I hope you are rocking it. I'm rocking it this morning. I got up early and I made a gorgeous cup of French press coffee, and I have my favorite candle burning. I spent some time reading a book, and now I'm getting to do this podcast for you. And this is going to be a very personal story today. For those of you who don't know, I used to have a big struggle with my weight. And so today I want to talk with you about if fat could talk. This time of year was when I always would make the resolution to lose weight. And it all started about 15 years ago when I looked in the mirror and there I stood, me and my extra fat. What had happened? I was 75 pounds over my natural weight. And I wanted to blame pregnancy, but I had delivered my daughter over 6 months before. My once healthy and slender frame was now buried quite literally under a coat of lard, and I melted into tears. And then I did what most people do with that extra flesh, especially women. I began to obsess over my weight. I made up stories in my head, stories about how I was worthless, how I couldn't be happy, how I was out of control, how I had a weight problem. And over the next decade, I focused on solving the problem. I'm the kind of woman that has always been able to make things happen. So I attacked this problem much like I had everything else in my life, through hard work. I fought, I struggled, I cursed it, and I tried to beat the fat off. Some of the tactics I tried were food deprivation, over-exercising, diet pills that made my pulse race despite the fact that I had a heart condition. I know, crazy, right? I tried various diet programs. I read every book on the market about nutrition. I spent hours watching those stupid infomercials that promised me six-pack abs in 6 days. You know the ones I'm talking about. I even joined Weight Watchers. My life mission became losing weight. I went after my extra tissue like a ninja, except unlike the movies, I never won, ever. Now, I'm an intelligent, resourceful woman. Why couldn't I figure this out? But the more I focused on my problem, the bigger it became, quite literally. As the toxic cycle went, I would lose weight and then I would gain it back. And at one point, I became what I call Kate Moss skinny. And I cried again. You know, that really malnourished, bones protruding, only eating lettuce look? That was me. Through my battle with weight, I developed an eating disorder. This is when the real darkness of a weight struggle began to cloud my once happy life. Where was that happiness I had planned for? Where was the promise of, you know, of confidence and excitement for life that I was assured I'd have when I lost the weight? Instead, I was afraid, I was confused, and I was exhausted. I kept asking myself things like, what if it comes back? What if I can't keep this up? Is this going to be my life forever? Fat, skinny, I was still miserable. After white-knuckling it for too long, I eventually would turn to like chocolate chip cookie dough or, of course, the Cheetos and many episodes of ER. Fantasizing about George Clooney. I loved ER. Do you all remember that show? It was my favorite. What I discovered is that weight isn't the key to your happiness. Do you ever think if you could just lose weight, everything in your life would be amazing? What I eventually figured out is that despite what's on the scale, your life is pretty much the same, except you weigh less. That's why lasting weight loss, and more importantly, your joy, is an inside job. What matters is that you find peace of mind. When you do that, you'll reach your happy weight with ease. That's what happened for me. So are you finally ready to find peace on the inside? One of the ways that I did it is that I learned to create an elegant mindset. Now, this has nothing to do with what you wear or your accent. Doesn't mean you have to speak in a British accent. That wasn't even British. Doesn't mean you have to wear pearls or have your hair coiffed every day. I'm talking about letting go of all the BS in your mind. And that truly was the key for me. And I'm so passionate about teaching elegance. I created a free course. It's called The Three Truths of Elegant Women. And if you're interested in going through this course, it's three videos where I give you essential mindset shifts that not only helped me achieve lasting weight loss, but it helped me in learning how to create a life I absolutely love. You can go over to frenchkisslife.com/elegant and sign up to join us. But here's what I discovered. Fat is not the enemy. It is simply the messenger delivering the message. With each diet and binge, I was rudely ignoring what it was trying to tell me. Throughout my journey, I slowly began to discover that the extra tissue was not the enemy. It was simply a symptom of something much deeper. One day, I made the decision that I was going to stop dieting. And believe it or not, it was not an easy decision. The truth is, I was addicted to dieting, and I could not imagine my life without the highs that I would feel when I thought I had possibly found the next new thing, the next miracle. Yet, it wasn't working, and I was so sick of the lows. When you give up something that has been a huge part of your life, even if it's unhealthy, there is such a void. You've taken away your crutch, and you have to learn to walk again on your own. So, I replaced dieting with introspection. I wanted to discover the cause of my abnormal eating behaviors instead of addressing the symptoms, which was the extra fat. Turns out the fat was never the problem. In fact, fat is neutral. Extra flesh on your body means nothing more than what you make it mean. Far too many women make it mean that they're failures, that they're not good enough, they're hopeless. And that's where the true problem lies. When I took away the dieting, I realized that the struggle had always been the beliefs and thoughts in my own head. So I had a conversation with my extra weight. And here's what fat had to say to me. First of all, fat said, "I'm not the problem." The fat on your body is not the cause of your problem, it's the effect. When you go after excess weight without treating the cause, it's like treating a fever with Tylenol without addressing the bacteria causing it. As soon as you stop the Tylenol, the fever comes back, and so will the weight. Some key deeper issues for me that I needed to address was, why was I using food to cope with my life? And why was I eating without thinking and numbing out with donuts? That's what I had to address. The next thing fat told me was, I don't thrive in happy environments. Many people have it wrong. They believe that losing weight will make them happy, so they make themselves miserable trying to rid their bodies of fat. But as Abraham Hicks says, you can't have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. For me, fat thrived in my misery. Negative emotion was like a petri dish for my extra fat. Why? Because I would eat so that I didn't have to feel it. Making my life about weight loss was keeping me focused on what I didn't want. And the more I focused in that direction, the less happy I was. When I began to focus on creating more joy in my life versus losing weight, the fat lost its medium for growth. It had no reason to stay. Now, please remember that I'm talking about my personal journey. I know people who are over their ideal weight and they're extremely joyful. However, for me, I noticed that when I focused on managing my emotional life and feeling my feelings, I started to feel happier, and my ideal weight was the result. My extra fat also told me, I can't protect you. People gain weight for many reasons, but for many women, it's often a subconscious way of protecting themselves from getting hurt or receiving attention. They view it like a coat of armor, but fat is not steel. It's not impermeable. Fat is just extra tissue. It's neutral. It can't protect. It can't not protect. I realized that fat was what I made it mean, and I didn't want to use it as an excuse to not live my life fully anymore. My extra fat also told me I don't want to fight. Fat is innocent. It is just extra tissue. Yet when I looked in the mirror and I saw my thighs rubbing together or the spillage over my jeans, I saw a war. So I fought it, I resisted it, and I declared war on my own body. These are the very actions that led to a deep battle for over a decade and my weight constantly fluctuating. This is why I'm not a fan of shows like The Biggest Loser. We treat our bodies like the enemy, torturing them with unrealistic diets and obscene workouts that isn't sustainable for a lifetime, and most importantly, it's not loving. When I stopped fighting my fat and started honoring my body, the extra flesh disappeared. My extra fat told me, I am just your body's junk drawer. Fat is where the overflow is kept. When you overfeed your body more than it needs, fat is simply the system that was designed to hold your extra stuff. That's all. When I started eating to the point of elegant satisfaction, my junk drawer began to clear out. My extra fat told me, when you connect, I will leave. Contrary to what many people believe, our bodies are not designed to be overweight. While we come in all shapes and sizes and have different genetic blueprints, an extreme amount of extra fat is not your destiny. As a coach, I hear all the reasons that a person blames his or her weight issues, genetics, hormones, menopause, etc. And as a nurse, I know that these do play a part in our biochemical processes. And as a woman approaching menopause, I do know that adjustments must be made. Yet, we weren't destined to be fat. When you learn to listen to your body and honor her needs instead of fighting with her, it's relatively easy to maintain your ideal weight. In other words, excess fat doesn't live in a place of connection. My extra tissue also told me, I can't store feelings. The vast majority of women I work with are overweight because they don't want to feel their emotional life. No one ever taught us how to do so. And that was me. With a new baby, working night shift as a nurse, plus all of the other responsibilities of life, I was overwhelmed. I didn't see a way out, so I ate to avoid dealing with the intense pain that I was feeling. It was my one source of pleasure that was always there. The hardest part of connecting with myself was the intense emotions I felt, the emotions that I had avoided for years by reaching for a Klondike bar or stuffing myself with mac and cheese. It all came up, and I won't lie, it was hell to sit with. I ate to numb. I didn't want to feel the pain, the sadness, the overwhelm. But fat cells don't store feelings. The fat is often just evidence of not allowing yourself to feel. But this is the beauty of it all. There is immense beauty in finally feeling, as hard as it is, because as you experience the painful emotions, you also open yourself up to feeling more joy, self-pride, and excitement than ever before. You begin to unravel all of the beliefs in your head that keep you powerless, and then you start to gain your power back. A woman who isn't afraid to feel her emotions is a woman open to the most amazing life. So I became a new woman. On the other side of my struggles with weight, it's so obvious to me now. If you want to achieve lasting weight loss and live an incredible life, you must become a different woman. You can't continue being the same person, thinking the same thoughts, and doing the same things and expect different results. You know, just last week, one of my students emailed me and she said, Tanya, I have lost 20 pounds since working with you. And for the first time in 15 years, I finally understand how to manage my weight. And it's all because I've learned how to feel my life and manage my mind. I've become a new woman, one who honors and listens to her body and is no longer afraid to feel. What's fascinating is the more I allow negative emotion, the happier I'm becoming. So let me ask you, do you want to feel like a new woman? I'd love for you to join me for my free video series, The Three Truths of Elegant Women. In this series, we will address the real problem that many women suffer from, and it's not a weight issue, it's a thinking issue. These videos are fun. They're interactive. I share my stories and I will be joining you in the comments below each one. So make sure you head over to frenchkisslife.com/elegant and register to join in on the fun. I wish you all a beautiful, beautiful day, and I cannot wait to talk to you in the next podcast. Cheers.